You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts.
I'm waving to the peeps. Do you see me waving to the peeps?
For the best haircuts in Detroit, make sure you go to Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers.
Oh, that's so funny stuff. That's really pretty good. Hold on. Here we go. All right, everybody's off tonight. Wings finished with the regular season after the 3-0 shutout in St. Louis. Game one of the first round of the Cup playoffs is not until Friday in Boston at TD Garden. We got to wait till Friday to see a Wings-Bruins game. Pistons finished their horrid season Wednesday in Oklahoma City versus the Thunder. We're talking about the removal of Joe D and his placement elsewhere in the organization. And the Tigers are back home, start a 10-game homestand tomorrow. Indians first up. Anibal Sanchez against Zach McAllister at 7:08. It's the first night game downtown, but judging by the weather we're about to have tomorrow, we'll see if that'll be weather permitting. Although by 7:08, we should be pretty good. They'll just be cold. But they might have that field ready to go, so we'll find that out tomorrow. See what happens overnight. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA tonight, Celtics and Sixers tied at 27 in the first. Raptors lead Milwaukee 32-19 second. LeBron's playing tonight, down in, up. What? Well, I mean the Heat are playing against the Wizards right now in D.C. Yeah, LeBron and Bosch, yeah, you know, whatever. 27-26. This NBA season can't finish fast enough. Let's get to the postseason. Baseball Monday, American League. Baltimore and Tampa 1-0 in the second. That's the Orioles on top. Prince Fielder about to go against Seattle. That's Lloyd McClendon and the Mariners. That happens in about a half an hour. Oakland, Anaheim later on tonight. National League, Atlanta, Philly tied at nothing in the second. Cincy against Pittsburgh. Reds lead the Pirates 2-1 first. Nationals over the Marlins 1-0 second in Miami. Later on, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Mets, Arizona, and Colorado, San Diego. That one will go at 10-10. No NASCAR this week after Kevin Harvick's pole to checker win at Darlington yesterday. First off weekend since the Daytona 500, since the season started. Teams will be in Richmond next week. And the PGA Tour back to normal after Bubba Watson's second Masters victory. Golfers will be at Hilton Head for the Heritage starting on Thursday. And that is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. And where did, in fact, Bubba Watson, Rob Parker, celebrate after his big Masters championship? Where did he go?
Where any other black golfer would go. To the Waffle House.
He went to
wait a minute. He's not black, Bubba Watson.
He did go to the Waffle House, though.
I saw those pictures.
He tweeted some pics.
Now, Mark, help me out real quick.
Yes.
Bubba Watson's wife.
Yes. She played, actually. She was a very good athlete. That's Angie.
She looks like a athlete.
Well, she what? What don't you what? She's big. She's a big girl.
She's a big girl, and lot of people were like ripping on her, saying she, you know, with the short haircut, she didn't look that attractive.
Really, Rob?
He lost.
What do you mean? She didn't look that attractive?
All right. Gary knows what I'm talking about. Mark, did you see?
Are you thinking he underkicked his coverage or something?
I'm just saying she's not a cute one. That's all. She's not a hottie. Did you see her when she came?
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago when he won the Masters, and
you know
she had
what?
Longer hair back
it
then.
It was the same reaction I first had when I saw George Bush and his wife. I said, isn't that nice? He has his mother up on stage.
Well, everybody choked about Barbara Bush for
Mark,
years.
But at first, didn't you think, come on now.
I got to tell you, Barbara Bush still looks great.
And she sounds great. I saw her on the Today Show not long, but I'm just saying.
No longer could you think that's his.
But when you first saw her, didn't you say, how was he with
her?
Like
the first time I ever saw Barbara Bush?
Didn't you think that was his mother?
Like when he ran for vice president with Reagan?
That
would have been 1980?
She had white hair back then. She looked like a.
She always looked older than he did. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. You want me to say that I was mortified that George Bush would marry something so heinous?
No, I'm not asking. I'm asking you about Bubba Watson. You're a two-time Masters winner, and you got that as a wife?
Dude, you're killing me, man. You know, love is blind, Rob. Don't you know that?
Obviously, my wife married me, so I get it. But I'm just saying.
That's good that you turned it on to yourself.
Well, I'm being honest. Camille was a babe. Come on, Mark. I'm not kidding
Camille
myself.
Camille was off the charts.
She's not gone or
there
anything.
There were many times when I would talk behind your back.
And say, how in the world
and say,
is
talk about her, outside, you know, kicking outside your coverage.
Am I right?
That's that guy. Because she's like a model. And then it's him. So I do understand. So I guess you're qualified to talk about those that are
because,
similar to you.
Exactly. Because
I'm glad you qualified it.
I was just a little surprised when I saw her, and I heard other women go, oh, that's his wife?
Really?
Women said that.
Were people saying that yesterday about
Sarah?
Angie
Sarah,
Watson?
Did you see his wife, Sarah?
She didn't watch the Masters.
Sarah, I want to call up a picture so Sarah can look and see the picture. I'm just being honest.
EP, you do that in there because she's in there with you.
EP, did you see her?
I think it's Angie Watson. And they have a beautiful child.
She's like 8 feet tall.
She's very tall. She played hoops, I think. Hoops or volleyball, maybe both. She was a good like collegiate athlete.
She looks like she could still play in the WNBA.
Here's a couple of tweets we got about Joe. Oh, here's one from a guy who just found us. Didn't know you guys were on the air. I'm a fan. Thank you. That's to A.H. Person, at A.H. Person. It's Andre.
Good.
And we have at NBA Female 77. What he gets to keep his old salary, question mark. I'm assuming it's less money
role. But his deal was over, so I don't know. I'm assuming it's a different figure.
Different kind of deal.
Right.
Yeah, the deal was over.
The deal was
over. The contract had to be renewed.
Exactly. So they had to work out new terms, and trust me, Joe would not still be working for the Pistons, Mark, if he didn't feel comfortable what was done. It's just that simple. I mean, you know him. I know him. And he would never settle for anything just to stick around if he's not going to have something to do. You think Joe's going to count paper clips at 50 years old?
No, and Rob just made a good point about this to all those people that think this doesn't happen. It happened today. Barry Trotz, who got let go as the head coach of the Nashville Predators, he was the only coach the Predators have ever known. David Poile was the first GM and hired. They've both been there 15 years, let's put it that way. David Legwand was the first player. He's now with the Wings, of course. Barry Trotz was the first coach, and Dave Poile, longtime NHL general manager, was with the Predators. So Barry Trotz has been offered a job to stay in the organization.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, and he had no success. They've only, I think, won two playoff series. One was against the Wings and has never been past the second round. So this is not a guy who took Nashville to the Stanley Cup championship. He's won a couple of times, or they went to the finals and it was a thrilling final. He's never been.
The only thing I'm going to admit...
They could have let Barry Trotz just go away.
Right. Only thing I'm going to admit here, and I think is a little weird, Mark, is just the discount of the championship. I think people discount it. And, you know, you ask people around NBA America, would you take a championship within the last 10 years? And that's not to say that he should keep... It has nothing to do... Like you say, the deed is done. But don't discount the 2004 and what that was, Mark. Tell me that wasn't... That didn't rank as one of the greatest eras of a team. The going to work, the whistle, that building, Mark, we talked about all the time. Writers wouldn't even mark. They would go out to hear the introduction. The whole show was unbelievable.
I think the other thing people forget is that when they talk about the draft picks, this is the other bone of contention. This is Martin Cleaves. This is Darko Milicic. This is Rodney White. For the most part, that's the big three.
I heard Chad Ford from ESPN on today. Random radio said, I was there. I scouted him. I went to Europe with NBA scouts to watch that guy. He said he was unquestioned the number two pick. Almost consensus. There was no, it was LeBron James and Darko. People who want to have revisionist history, they're kidding themselves. You can say whatever you want.
The only blip on the map was it going to be Darko over Carmelo? And that was answered pretty quickly. It was never between Dwayne Wade, and it was never about Chris Bosh.
Never. Those guys never figured it.
And if you go back to Dwayne Wade, the way he played at Marquette, he was a good player. No question about it, and he deserved everything he got and all the accolades since. And it was a great move by Miami to take him.
Won three championships.
Yeah. So, but there was another guy. There was a Syracuse guy who won a title for Jim Boeheim. That was huge. And a guy who could shoot the lights out, and that was Carmelo. But I saw it myself. There was not a whole lot. This is right before YouTube. So you had some video online. If I remember correctly, people could see 18 seconds of Darko. It's about all you could see. I actually had a guy who had a laptop. It was still strange back in 2001, 2002 to see this technology. He had a laptop with him. He showed me the video of Darko, one of the Sonny Vaccaro types.
Well, how old was he when he got drafted here?
17 years old.
Okay, so just remember that.
I saw him at 16. I said, I've never seen this before. This is a guy I've never seen. I hope the Pistons take this guy. I've never seen this before.
And one last thing before we move forward. Doug Gottlieb, you know, played college basketball, and he's with CBS now, but I work with him at ESPN. He was also over in Europe and played in Europe. He told me, point blank, no.
You've told this to me before.
I told you before. He was the best 16-year-old player I'd ever seen. He couldn't believe how good the guy and talented the guy was. End of story.
No, everybody said that was the one. Don't do it now. And I actually... remember the interview Bernie, I think, had with Joe? And he actually said, you know what, I shouldn't have taken it. I said, Joe, don't apologize now. You can't go forward. You don't know that. You can't pay it backwards.
It's too easy to do that. You can do that about everybody.
But I even said to Joe, there's no reason to apologize.
At that time, that was the situation.
He was the player du jour.
Right.
He was the second pick in the draft.
It just didn't work out.
I defend it because Kiki Vandeweghe himself said it.
Who took Carmelo said if we had the second pick.
I would have taken Darko too. That ended it for me on Darko. Now, as far as Mateen and the Rodney White.
Oh, yeah.
Rodney White, Joe Johnson was the next pick down. The guy's still making all-star teams, and our Dubs hasn't played in the league since 05. And as far as Mateen, Joe turned those into other people.
That's what you do.
He turned Mateen into John Berry, who really helped get you to the level you wanted to be at. Corliss Williamson was part of that kind of thing, too.
Mark, his MO or his way of doing business is the thing that I always like. It's not about being right. It's about getting it right. So if it was a mistake made, what would he do, Mark? Not too many GMs trade their picks and do that because it makes you look bad. Joe was never into, I'm going to make this work, right? Once Rick Carlisle got here and it was clear that he wasn't a Mateen Cleaves fan and this guy, what do you do, Mark? He got rid of him.
He made the trade, and that part of that trade was John Berry.
Exactly.
And so, if you forgot what John Berry did for this franchise to get him to the next level, Berry helped you get to the 50-win level.
Exactly. John Berry had a really good couple seasons here. He did. All right, 248-848-1130. And we got a couple of local college basketball guys who are dipping out, it looks like it. And there'll probably be
another
one.
You said they're dipping out?
They're dipping out. I'm not mad at them at all.
Wait. When are we gonna talk about who's next in the Pistons organization? Do you want to wait on that?
No, we could do. Do you want to just
mention? No, I think, you know what? I'd like to spread this out over a couple of days. So maybe tomorrow we'll see.
I got one name for you, and I wonder where you are in this. And I'm going to
tell
you
do it
next.
Now before we do Gary Harris? Or
no, you want it tomorrow?
Kind of do.
Okay, we'll talk tomorrow about that stuff. But I do have a name for you, and it's somebody that you know. And we'll talk about that.
Is he South right now?
Is he what?
South?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Because that's still my thinking.
Okay, no, we'll talk.
Coffee talk?
Right. Coffee talk. But next on Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
One Spartan's gone, one Michigan guy. Another Michigan guy's gone.
Do you agree with them? You think they're making a mistake? And all these people, Mark, who keep saying, they shouldn't draft these kids. They're not ready. They
Rob Parker with his
college.
Official.
My whiny voice.
The whiny voice has.
Well, that's my Deb. What's her name? Debbie.
Debbie Downer.
No, the other chick who used to work on. No, what was her name? Debbie.
Debbie Weiner.
Is that her name?
Wendy Weiner.
No. The chick who worked on the radio. Debbie
Schlossel.
Debbie Schlossel.
You're actually going. You're playing the Schlossel card.
Well, that
Schlossel card.
Well, that they shouldn't get drafted. Didn't they?
Hi,
ready
Debbie. You watching tonight?
Didn't they ready for the NBA? Anyway, I keep hearing that. You know what, Mark? The onus isn't on the kids. It's on the GMs. Don't draft them. If a kid isn't ready, don't draft them. Don't put the onus on the kids. They put up a list. On ESPN, and they say you were in the first round, and then, Mark, you're supposed to say what? Oh, no, I'm not ready. I'm going to stay for 4 years. Really?
I think that the one rule that needs to be changed is I think that if they don't get drafted.
Come back.
I think you could drop your agent and
Thank
come back
you,
to
Mark.
School.
Thank you. No
That's
money,
the rule.
No money's big change hands. And you drop your agent, you know
come
what,
back.
And come back.
If
why?
That's what you want to do.
But why do they punish the kids? It doesn't make sense.
I'll give you an example of how they don't get punished. I'll give you another example of how they don't get punished in another sport. 248-848-1130, Sports Night with Parker and Man, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
We have another message for you, too. So I was driving around today. I'm on Maple. I'm heading to Coolidge. And boom, baby! Well, I got out of the car and said, I hope I don't have any problems here. Luckily, I didn't. But if I did, Rob, and if you're like me and you have had these problems with this stuff, take your car, truck, or van to the pros, to the experts at what else? Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They offer free inspections and the guaranteed lowest prices in town. And best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound often the same day.
Oh, the experiences we've had this winter, and winter continues as of this evening. Expert Car Care services everything on your vehicle, top to bottom, A to Z, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing the entire engine or transmission. And be sure to mention, oh, my goodness, these two good-looking chaps. Just check us out at ParkerandTheMan.com.
Is that Rob Parker and Mark Wilson?
Uh-huh.
Parker and the Man. And you know what, Mark? Not only will
right
you
now.
Receive a free oil change with any work done, but you'll also get a free front wheel alignment if it's needed.
And you're talking about over $100 in savings passed right on to you. What are you dropping over there? You okay over there?
I'm good.
Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and on 8 Mile between Mount and Van Dyke. Go see Mike and his great people. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Rob Parker, I have a shout-out I'd like to do right now.
Shout out
to my good people and friends at P.F. Chang's at Somerset, especially Josh and Emily. Emily really sets me up. I dig what she is so good at what she does. And Josh has been there forever. I think P.F. Chang's has been around 15 years now or something like that at Somerset. Anyhow, shout out to Emily and Josh at P.F. Chang's Somerset. Thank you so much for all you do. We appreciate it. I appreciate it. And I'll be back there soon.
I know you will.
I was there this weekend. I'll be back there soon.
Is that right?
Oh.
Love that stuff.
Love the Changs.
All right, Mark. I appreciate it. 248-848-1130.
I know you do. You'd appreciate it more if I brought you some.
I know. But where did we go?
Nick Stauskas will make his announcement tomorrow.
Oh, what a shocker, Mark.
At the University of Michigan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
If you were staying, wouldn't you just say, I'm staying? Why would you have a press conference to say you're staying?
You know, for dramatic effect. That's what people do now.
That makes no sense.
They have these crazy dramatic effects. Maybe he wants a thing. Maybe he wants to be patted on the back and say, hey, personally, I think he's going. If GR3 is going and Glenn Robinson is going, he's secured the agent. He's on his way. Gary Harris, Michigan State, has made his announcement. He's on his way. Thanks so much, Tom Izzo. Thanks so much, Michigan State. I'm going to go get paid now. I'm tired of playing for free, and the scholarship ain't enough. Thank you very much.
I say, Tom, do you get paid? Tom, come here. Come close.
Come close.
Do you get paid,
Tom? You've been here once.
You coach here. You've won one championship, and you've made millions of dollars on our backs. I want to get paid, too, Tom. Do you hear me? Do you hear what I'm saying?
I want to make money like you do, Coach.
Coach, I came to college. You know why? To make money.
To be smart.
Right? To make money. To get a good job. You're getting all this money, this loot.
You're being very quiet. I like it.
I'm just trying to tell. This is Gary Harris talking to Tom Izzo in his ear. And he says, seriously, Coach.
Tom has no problem with Gary Harris going.
I want money.
Tom Izzo encouraged Gary Harris to go.
That wasn't always Tom Izzo's way.
No, I know. You know it what? Is his way now.
He's got with the program.
And I think he'll tell Brandon Dawson, he'll say, B, it's up to you. Right now, you're not projected in round one. You take a real chance. And this is Tom talking to Brandon Dawson. I had a kid. His name was Marcus Taylor. You can Wikipedia him if you want. Marcus Taylor gave it a shot, too. Marcus Taylor stands today as still one of only two players in Big Ten history to lead a season in the league in both scoring and assists in the same year. One of two players. So when he came out, which is now already, 11, 12 years ago, when Marcus Taylor from Lansing-Waverly came out, everybody and his father was very much involved with everything, said it's time to go to the NBA. He'd been there 2 years at Michigan State. Tom advised against it. He said, Marcus, you're not in the first round. You're in the second round. You take a chance. He was drafted. Didn't go undrafted. Picked 52nd overall by the Minnesota Timberwolves, who at the time was a pretty good franchise. At the time, they were playing pretty well. It's pre-Kevin Love. Obviously, it's still Kevin Garnett.
Oh, yeah.
So they were getting close to being in a conference championship. Marcus Taylor never played 1 minute, never got one contract in the NBA. But guess what he did? He went overseas.
And made a lot of money.
Played for a while in Greece and other places, played in the D-League all the way up till 2010. And guess what happened to Ben Rob? He could no longer play in the NBA. Nobody wanted him. Never played in the NBA. Could no longer play for money. So you know what he had to do? Go in the real world and get a job and do like everybody else.
Like everybody else.
He also had an option to go back to college. You don't have to finish college immediately when high school's done. A lot of people who don't play sports don't go right to college. Some don't have the money. Some don't have the drive.
You know what, Mark? A college degree, whether you get it in 4 years or 40 years, is still a college degree.
We see these stories all the time. Juwan Howard went back and got his degree.
I don't understand this whole notion or this whole idea. And still, Mark, athletes graduate at a higher rate than the general population. You know how many people start college and drop out? Because of the reason you're saying.
I knew plenty of them.
Right? They don't have enough money. They got to go get a job. They got to help
drive.
Their family. They don't have the ambition or drive. They don't want to do it. They don't want to put the work in.
Too hard. School's hard.
It's hard.
Dude, I went to 5 years of college. I don't want to waste those 5 years, those precious 5 years at Michigan State University.
Is that how many years you went? Five?
Yeah, I had to go on a 5 year because I got injured and I had to go home. So home. I missed one term, which pushed me back a year to make up all that stuff.
You know what? I wish I still to this day, I did 3.5. In my last semester, I needed 5 credits. I almost did it in 3 years. My nephew, Alvin, graduated in 3 years.
That's amazing to
Mark,
me.
He was 20 years old when he graduated, and you know he was on a basketball team, Division II, and he worked, and he had a job in the summer.
I don't look at that. Don't look at that. You just go like that when you think about
it. He was 20 years old.
That stuff's tough. It's tough stuff. We'll talk more about this in the 8 o'clock hour, but I'm going to give you the example of a guy who did not have to wait because basketball's stupid rules, because basketball wants to play by different rules than society.
I just wonder, yeah. I mean, it's all fake. It's a fake life in sports.
Fake league. They're all fake leagues.
They're all fake.
They make up their own stupid rules, and they're all mostly stupid, okay? They're not to protect anybody. In fact, the only people they protect
are themselves.
Is themselves and the mighty dollar.
To make money off of the kids. That's all it is. People
in every sport.
Mark, it's the same thing. They say, oh, he can't play in the NFL. He's too young. His bones. He's not mature.
His bones.
What? Mark, grown men get hurt in the NFL every day. It has nothing to do with age. Am I right?
Absolutely.
It has nothing.
Of course.
It's just that they want to keep them there for 3 years to make money for free off of them. Has nothing to do. We've seen men. LeBron James, when I met him when he was 18 years old. You're telling me he couldn't play in the NFL, Mark, if he wanted to?
You're getting into our 8 o'clock hour topic. 248-848-1130. Sports Wrap is next. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Back on the Fan.
You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.